He's savvy. I got one for you. I'm 47, no kids. I've been not polyamorous for about a decade. I have three girls.
Started
I got
over.
One for you. I'm 47, no kids. I've been polyamorous for about a decade.
Ooh,
I have three girlfriends,
Mike.
And the last one was for Jimmy from a mutual friend, as I'm a good Shibari rope top, and she's 25. All this is fantastic. No drama, no issues. I basically engineered my life to have a few responsibilities to give me as much time to pursue other fun hobbies.
Hmm.
So my problem is, when I hang out with my OG normie friends, they've gone the route of like married with kids, or if they don't have kids, they're happy being homebodies, and no judgment, I'm happy for them and the choices they made.
Sounds like
job. But I find I just can't relate to them much anymore.
Mm.
They don't want to hear about my escapades, even when PG related. I feel like I have to hide this big part of myself around them.
Right.
It's not like when they ask me what I've been up to, I lead with, oh, I took my trans girlfriend's anal virginity last week, or I gave someone their first rope suspension experience. But like when, you know, they bring up relationships, I feel like it's appropriate to bring up being excited about a new partner. They just don't seem interested. They kind of make me feel a bit judged.
Sure.
I mean, these aren't work buddies. I mean, people I've known for 30 or in some cases like over 40 years. I feel like I should be able to share with them. I've got like a whole day coming up with these guys. How would you handle this?
This is hilarious. So this guy... This is interesting because we didn't talk about this when we talked about our three futures,
yeah.
Right? This is a guy who's, he said he's what, how old Dale is? 45?
47.
47, and he's got, he's been poly for a while. Three partners, which I guess it is true, but sometimes, in this guy's case, he's not poly, he's getting pussy, okay?
Yeah.
He doesn't have long discussions. He has girlfriends who are okay with him not committing, you know what I mean? Like, this isn't like, it's not like a, because I've met poly people who are in like a committed relationship who are just like, kind of like, look, we're just not as uptight about sex. Like, if they fuck someone every once in a while, I get it, we're both people, they line up in that way, but they still are kind of building away. This guy kind of... is in like a, this is Peter Pan mode to the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, your friends are kind of right.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, like, I'm 47. They don't want to hear about my three girlfriends. And I'm like, what you're doing is weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Like, that's it's abnormal.
Yes,
it's not the norm.
And maybe there is, and maybe there is a hint of jealousy, right?
Oh, sure. There's a layer.
Because, it's hard having a family sometimes, having kids too, and and getting just like, random pussy and just like not have, and he's like, I engineered around my hobbies,
right.
It's like, look, you've figured out a life that you like that sounds kind of fun, right?
Yeah.
But there are downsides, and one of the big downsides is you're a fucking weirdo to a lot of people.
Right.
It's got a lot of bracelets.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's like being a guy who's like, look, there are some people, not many, some people can do heroin and be fine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They just can. They can be functional on like heroin or pills or whatever. I don't want to hear about it. Hey man, good for you.
Yeah.
It would kill me if I did heroin every day. If I took Xanax every time I felt like taking Xanax, my life would be over, right? But I don't want to fucking hear about you being a pillhead, and you have kind of, you're just a weird fucking guy.
Yeah.
That just like, yeah, they're going to judge you a little bit, and it's like, if you, so he's put it all on them, right? Like,
yeah.
They're being fucking weird. They don't want to hear about all, you know, tying up my trans girlfriend. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude. Like, what do you have to fucking offer other than getting pussy?
It comes with the territory. Oh, you want everything?
Right.
You want to get pussy from all these people?
No responsibilities.
And no judgment from your, come on.
And you want to gloat to your friends about it? You're basically talking about it. They won't let me fucking gloat. Like, if these guys are like, in 12 years, they're like, oh, seeing my son graduate and go to college and learn things and love and respect me, feel like when you're 70 and they have a beautiful, rich life, do you want them to come to your fucking... Do you want them to come to your fucking, like, weird hut, pussy hut?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And be like, oh, man, you know what's awesome? The love of grandchildren, you know? That would be a dick move on their part.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, don't you have anything else to fucking discuss with them?
He's like, hey, my dog hates it when I rub his nose in his shit.
Yeah.
He hates it. You're going over there being like, you know, I'm 47 and my girlfriend is a 25-year-old rope top.
Yeah.
And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? Stop talking to me like that. My kid has diarrhea all the time.
What kind of lube do you guys use when you get pegged? You go water-based or...
coconut oil. Get some coconut oil.
It's like, yeah, dude, you grow apart from people, man.
Yeah.
If you played like high school, there's a, you know, when I was 16, all I thought about was playing basketball. I played with my church league, you know, I was past being able to play in high school, but like I played all the time. All I cared about was hoops. I would talk about the NBA with my friends nonstop, right? I can't talk to them. I care at 16, me and a professional and a guy who would grow up to be a professional basketball player thought about basketball the exact same amount.
Yeah.
When I was 16, I thought about basketball as much as like Blake Griffin, right? Right? Like friend of the show, Blake Griffin, right? Yeah. And so there was a time where we were both the same, but then you know what happened? I stayed 5'7". He went to the fucking NBA. Yeah. And me and him, you know, I could talk to him about it a little bit because I'm a fan, but I don't know the intricacies of basketball. You decided to stay a pussy getter.
Yeah.
Now the difference is the social like credit of being a pro athlete and a guy who gets pussy deep into his 40s flips.
Yeah.
Here's the other problem. It's cool to get pussy when you're 47. Dude. It just isn't, man. That's a dark path.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the guy who's like in his 40s or 50s and he thinks he's Jack Nicholson?
Yeah.
Like the guy who's like wearing sunglasses at the bar with the open shirt trying to fuck 25-year-olds. Totally, and you're like, get out of here.
Showing a hostess is like crypto.
Yeah.
He's like, look, I'm up big time, baby.
Doing a song no one knows at karaoke. Yeah. He's singing like a Bruce Springsteen B cut because he saw it live when it came out and everyone's like, do My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, yeah. Like being a guy who continues to get pussy deep into his he's starting to be in his 50s, right?
Dude. Yeah,
and having 25-year-old girlfriends, you are a dork. You're a pussy dork.
We talked about this so much, how people get so dorky about sex, it makes it so lame.
And that happens a lot with poly people. It's like, this is the greatest threat to my existence, where I'm like, it's only fun being the horny fat guy so long.
Dude, yeah.
I need a shift. And I think it's going to be uncle, maybe have, you know, also like having a family, like it stops getting, you know, it stops getting like cool and like fulfilling after a while.
You got to move into gambling. That's where the pivot's
going.
That's where horniness turns into gambling. That is
true. That is true. Yeah. That is fun. Yeah. Gamblers like treat themselves to pussy for old time's sake every once in a while. They'll buy a high end, they'll buy a high end call girl, like if they hit a big or something that.
You get rich betting on like women's college softball.
Combine horniness with gambling.
Exactly. Like it's a real 2-for-1 special. Yeah. Like, yes.
So anyway, that's what you've done. You've become a pussy dork. You've sucked all the coolness out of getting pussy, and that's fine. You just have to be, you know, you just have to admit that.
Yeah.
All that pussy homework of fucking...
You're doing pussy homework. You got a Google calendar to get pussy.
Yeah, you got to do your fucking poly spreadsheets for when you're allowed to get sucked off by whom.
Every other Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, oh no, I'm sorry, I can't go to your mom's funeral because I have to go have sex with my 25-year-old trans girlfriend today. It's on the schedule.
And it probably feels good to bust. It feels good to fuck them. I get that.
It really does.
But it's like, that's the rest of your life has to be, and again, I will flip it on him where he's like, they don't care about my shit at all. They can't, but you can't relate to them either.
Yeah.
What do you talk about? What's the middle ground here? Because like a relationship, just talking about only like dating. Yeah, dude, it gets old. And by the way, I hate to break it to you, 50 dating 25 is weird. It's kind of fucking weird. You know what I mean? Like,
man, I think it's
30, 50. He can't even date 30-year-olds.
Yeah,
man.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
You got.
He's like, ooh, you know, it's actually a lot cheaper for my girlfriend to rent a car now. Yeah. she kind of hit that limit.
I'm not even saying don't fuck a 25-year-old every once in a while.
Once in a while,
But it's like, come on, man. You're talking. Of course, your married friends find it weird. If you continue fucking girls that age, you're gonna be 60 fucking girls. You're gonna be dating people the age of their children.
Yeah,
exactly. At a certain point, dude, it's like that's gonna be weird for them, man.
Also, has to be weird for the married couple, where like, you know, let's say they're, you know, they're married, they have fights, and all of a sudden this buddy comes on and goes, "I've been fucking these two strangers," and you're like, "Shut up,
yeah,
shut up."
Yeah.
She saw me Facebook messaging my fucking former friend from high school. Yeah, dude, I got caught, dude. Don't be talking about poly stuff here. It's a sensitive subject.
Put them all on an island, I say.
Yep, yep. I mean, you're effectively poly, Diego.
No.
Yeah, you are.
There's
you
no
are.
Commitment. I can't be poly.
That's what. Well, it's. You're in a lot of low commitment relationships.
He does have sex with a lot of women that do have boyfriends.
That's
So that's how separated I am.
Yeah.
I'm the guy. Do
their boyfriends know?
Some do.
Yeah.
Some maybe it's not my fucking fucking problem.
It is so
Don't
funny.
Don't fight me. I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah. It is so funny. We do have some things in common in our dating life. It feels good to have gotten successful enough to fuck like a hot guy. I love hearing you talk about this, man.
You're like, what is like dark at the berry, the Swedish juice? No, I'll tell you the Swedish juice. Some other guy's wife. I'll tell you that. That's what gets me.
Nothing better
brother.
Than putting your pants back on and hear a woman be like, my husband really loves your fight breakdown. Yeah. Oh, thanks. Cool, thanks.
My husband loves your Instagram.
A poly husband and they fuck Diego, that's the nightmare, dude. This fucking ripped guy really giving it to him. That's
They're getting good.
At least you
a
fuck me, it's like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm giving my best, but you know what I mean? Like, it's not abs and fucking, you know, MMA dick.
You
know what I mean?
Jiu-jitsu dick.
No jiu-jitsu dick. I'm not putting that pussy in a kimura. What else we got, Aldis? So anyway, good for you for getting pussy, but look, it's a fact of life. You're not going to get a pat on the back forever.
Yeah.
Find some things to relate to your fucking friends about.
Yeah, button your shirt up, probably.